Trump, DOJ, FBI previously asked for extra lock on document storage room they broke during raid. By Jacob Bliss on August 10, 2022. Former President Donald Trump said the Justice Department and the Federal Bureau of Investigation asked him to add extra locks on the document storage room at Mar-a-Lago, the same room they broke into during the raid. Days after the former president's home was raided by the FBI, Trump released a statement on his platform, Truth Social, stating, "In early June, the DOJ and FBI asked my legal representatives to put an extra lock on the door leading to the place where boxes were stored in Mar-a-Lago. We agreed. They, the DOJ and FBI, were shown the secured area, and the boxes themselves," he stated. On Monday, without notification or warning, an army of agents broke into Mar-a-Lago, went to the same storage area, and ripped open the lock that they had asked to be installed, he continued. A surprise attack, politics, and all the while our country is going to hell. On Monday night, the former president, in a lengthy statement, was the first to confirm the FBI raid of his home in Palm Beach. "These are dark times for our nation, as his home is currently under siege, raided, and occupied by a large group of FBI agents," he said in a written statement. "Nothing like this has ever happened to a president of the United States before." The raid was reportedly focused on documents that Trump allegedly took with him from the White House to Mar-a-Lago. The report claimed that some of the material allegedly taken included classified information. However, in an interview in May with Breitbart News's Christina Wong, Kash Patel, a former top Trump administration official, said the claims that classified materials were found at Mar-a-Lago are misleading since the documents were actually already declassified by then-President Donald Trump, but the classification markings had not been updated. Donald Trump Jr., the eldest child of the former president, also reacted by saying the Democrats are openly targeting their political enemies. "President Joe Biden's out-of-control DOJ is ripping this country apart with how they're openly targeting their political enemies," Trump Jr. stated on social media. "This is what you see happen in third-world banana republics." Additionally, following the raid on Mar-a-Lago, House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, promised to launch a full-throated investigation into Attorney General Merrick Garland and the FBI's raid on the former president. However, while McCarthy has released multiple statements, including plans to investigate after the midterms, when the Republicans are projected to take back the majority in the House, since Trump confirmed the raid, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, waited roughly 2 days to make a limp and late statement. In fact, his office did not respond to an initial request for comment from Breitbart News on Tuesday. In addition to refusing to answer a question about the FBI's Monday raid during a press event. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.